You're listening to an exclusive Cup of Joe Morning Show interview here on The Sound of Life.
We got to give a big introduction to my special guest right now. Her name is Heather. Welcome to Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Hello.
Her name is Heather Slagsvall. Hence the reason you're known as Mrs. S.
Yes.
So pretty cool.
Correct.
You happen to be the principal of Good Shepherd Christian School.
I do.
Oh, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Is that something that's, is this the first year?
No, this is my second year as principal.
Good. I'm glad you didn't say I've been there for 20 years.
So anyway. No.
No, but you did teach there a long time.
I did. I taught for 11 years, and
Whoa.
This is my second year as principal.
Wow. No way. So you got, they said, everybody who wants to be principal stepped forward and everybody went backwards and you were standing there all by yourself.
Way. No. One way to look at it.
Well,
no.
Congratulations. That's good. That's what
Thank
we're going to be
you.
Talking about. You're going to be my guest and a lot of silly things. First of all, I got to ask you, because you're the first person that's from the outside
okay.
that I've seen since the Avenger movie came out. So did you go see, I mean, if you went to see it, it would have been last night. Did you go see that?
I have not seen it.
Okay. Well,
my husband has seen it.
Really?
Yes.
Yes, all right.
But
were you
I
there
have
when
not.
He came home?
I was. It was
yeah.
very late, but I got a few facts, but I'll keep them to myself because I know this is a big,
Come on.
Big movie. No,
oh,
I can't.
Man, you're such a principal.
I got to follow the rules.
Well, coming up in 7 minutes, we'll talk a little bit more about Christian school, Good Shepherd Christian School. It is in Kingston.
Yes.
And so very seriously, we will talk about Christian education there and why you might want to go visit. All right? So hang on. One of my biggest problems in life is when it's hot out and it rains. What do you do? So do you, I look at Kathy or Heather. What do? You wear, you can't wear a raincoat because how you burn up.
You
well,
can.
You just get wet, right? You can?
I think you're just uncomfortable.
Okay, you're just uncomfortable.
I don't like to see because I wear glasses. So, of course, the rain is slapping you in the
yeah.
face and your glasses are covered with...
That's true.
I will say this right now. Because you can see that I have glasses on.
Yes.
And they got wet this morning. So
yeah.
I'm in here for hours with... Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, moving right along. Heather is the principal of Good Shepherd Christian School, which is right here in Kingston. And you may be right outside of Kingston or in Kingston going, I didn't know that. It's amazing. People drive by there all the time.
Yes.
It's one of those places that just kind of, for a lot of people, it's off the radar.
It is. It's on East Chester Street in Kingston. Huge, old, beautiful building. But I think a lot of people don't realize that it's a school.
And you guys have been going for quite a number of years. You were there for 11.
Yes.
Teaching. Now you're principal. It's been there for 40 years?
40 years. This is our 40th year.
Kudos to you. That is pretty amazing. It's tough. We're in a tough neighborhood for private schools, really.
Yes.
Because of the nature of public schools in our state.
Right.
You probably know that already
if
you've got kids. So it's tough. But Good Shepherd Christian School is a mission, just like this radio station.
Absolutely.
You're in with other commercial radio stations, but this one happens to be a mission. You're in with other schools, but you're a mission.
We are. Absolutely. Our mission statement has always been to raise up well-educated children who know the Lord and choose to serve Him. And that's really our hope and our prayer, that every child that comes through our doors will get a foundation in Christ. They'll know who He is, they'll love Him, and they'll carry that with them for the rest of their lives.
Wow. So what's a typical day look like for a student coming
typical
in?
Day?
Well, let me ask you this first.
Sure.
Does it start at any kind of like pre-K,
yes,
kindergarten?
Yes, okay. We have pre-K up through 8th grade.
Wow, okay.
So it's a typical school day. They have all different subjects. We do have Bible as a class, but really they're learning about God through every subject that they have. We have very small class sizes, which is really great. Wednesday mornings we have a chapel service, which is kind of special. I think that really sets us apart. We have worship, we have a teaching. The kids come together.
Are you kidding me?
That's true. So it's wonderful.
I love the small class sizes because my kids were in that in Northern Dutchess Christian School, which is not around anymore.
Right.
But they, because of that, they're held accountable.
Yes.
You know, that means
Absolutely.
Very one-on-one practically. It's almost like having a tutor. You've got such a small class size.
Yes.
In some cases, I mean, I realize it may be different, but that they're very much held accountable.
They are. They are. And
easy
even,
to get lost in a big school.
Yes. And I think I always say to our students, you can't get lost in our school. We're going to see you. We're going to see what you're doing. Our classes max out at 16, so you'll never have a class larger than 16 students.
Wow.
The teachers really get to know the kids very personally, and they get a lot of one-on-one help. It's wonderful. You really form a relationship with your students.
Website is coming together May 1st, which is next week. Less than a week away.
Our new one goes live on May 1st, yes.
Yeah, we're thinking it's going to be...
It's goodshepherdchristianschool.org,
which is what it's always been,
but it's currently under construction right now.
And as you know, you can Google Good Shepherd Christian School, and it'll come right up, because they know where you are.
They
pinpoint, I know, that's the Good Shepherd Christian School that's in Kingston, because they're in Lake Katrine, and it's right there. It's kind of scary in a way, and in a way it's kind of good, I guess. So think about that. Is there an opportunity to visit?
Yes.
Okay.
We would love for you to come visit. So our registration is open right now. Really, it's open all year. Students can come at any point in the year. They don't have to wait until, September. But the best thing to do would be to call our office. You can set up an appointment to come in to meet the principal, to take a tour of the school, to meet the teachers. The student can even do a shadow day where they come hang out for the day. Whatever works best for the family.
Very cool. Good Shepherd Christian School in Kingston. And coming up in a couple of songs, we'll find out why Kathy Smith is here. So Heather's the principal of the school, and she's in the studio this morning, and probably the Lauren Daigle of Christian School Principals, singers, I understand. And I get all this information from Kathy Smith.
That's right.
Who has yet to get the Cup of Joe Morning Show welcome. So welcome to you.
Yes, I'm waiting.
Come on, guys. There we go. Thank you. Kathy, why are you here?
Well, I'm here because I've been a parent at Good Shepherd School. My son, Evan, went there. And, being an Italian mom, we tend to be a little protective of our children. He was a 2-pound, 7-ounce preemie, so there wasn't enough bubble wrap in the world. But he did go to regular school, but was suffering extreme anxiety. It was large classes because of the slight cerebral palsy. Moving around for him was always a readjustment. So from Friday to Sunday, he was extremely anxious. And we were at wit's end, and I said, let's visit Good Shepherd School.
Good for you.
So he went in for the day, and it was such an experience for him, because on the way there, going to regular school, he would be emotionally a wreck, shaking, upset.
Wow.
So I'm saying, Evan, we're going to try Good Shepherd School. You're going to go there for the day. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, he knows no one. This kid's going to be an emotional mess. And he's calm in the back seat, and I said, Evan, why are you so calm? What is the difference? I'm taking you to a school where you know no one. He said, Mom, God is there.
What?
And that's what makes the difference about Good Shepherd School. We took him for the day. He came out with a smile on his face. It was April. We had 2 months left of regular school. I yanked him out, put him right in. And it has changed not only his life, but our lives.
You can make that very same decision yourself if you're thinking about it. Talk to Heather. She'd love to talk with you. Good Shepherd Christian School is in Kingston. They're also online. Good Shepherd Christian School website. New website is going to, what's the term? Drop? Whatever it's going to do. Explode.
Go live. On May 1st.
May 1st. Next week. So good for you. Good Shepherd Christian School. Of course, you put it in Google and everything you want to know comes right up because they know where you are. So if you're close by, it'll come. That's the Good Shepherd Christian School in Kingston. Now, I'll probably get mixed up on your names because I've already done this off the air. Kathy, talking about Heather. Heather taught for 11 years there. Yes. You educated at Marist, I believe, right?
At what?
Where were you? Where'd you go to school?
I went to New Paltz.
New Paltz. SUNY New Paltz.
You went to Marist? No.
Sure.
I don't know. No, I went to New Paltz.
Okay.
Then I started teaching at Good Shepherd right after I graduated.
That's quite a commitment, isn't it, Kathy?
She's amazing. She taught Evan, one of the best teachers I've ever... You know, the love in there for those teachers, for those students, is beyond anything I've ever imagined.
Yeah.
They not only watch after their own class, they watch after the other classes. Mm-hmm. So the kids get to integrate with all the teachers. Mm-hmm. It's not like the teacher says, you're not my student, you're on your own. Mm-hmm. If a teacher from another grade sees a student in distress, mm-hmm. or... they will stop what they're doing and assist that student. It's like a family.
I was just going to say, it's like a big family.
See there? Okay. Now, I'm not going to talk bad about any other kind of, public school or anything like that, but there is quite a contrast. I mean, you can see it right away. probably. Heather could be as a principal. I mean, not as a principal, but you're qualified. You have the equipment, the gifts. I guess I could say you could go anywhere really, and be very well paid. Put it that way. So,
yeah,
you know, if that was ever the lure to go to do that, you can
right.
do that.
It's not. And, you know, I think for all of our teachers, you know, Good Shepherd is a ministry. Nobody is there for the money. We're there because we want to serve God and we believe that's where He's called us. And, you know, He equips us for what He wants us to do. And it's a blessing to be there.
Think that makes a difference in your students?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
Seen that?
Yes, the people that are there want to be there. You know, they want to pour out into the students. They have a desire to teach the students about God, to not only give them a strong academic foundation, but that foundation in Christ, too.
How far away do I have to be before I can't bring my kids? I mean, I can always bring my children.
You can always bring your kids. Busing is available from outside districts. We have Kingston buses, Saugerties, Onteora, Red Hook.
Whoa.
There is a mile limit, which I don't know off the top of my head, where busing would not be provided. But in general, the surrounding areas, busing is provided.
That seems pretty liberal. So kudos. Bus departments are great. They've worked with us as well, too. I mean, in our church and when the Christian school was going there and things.
Mm-hmm.
So kudos to them. That's pretty cool. And you can join the school anytime.
I mean, now is the big registration time as we're getting ready for next year. But really, if you were somewhere in November and decided you wanted something different for your child, you can enroll at any time.
So you look at your child and then you think about your child and his future and, you know, what's going to be like when they're grown and all that. So I start getting a little emotional. I have to be careful. So they can just get in touch with Heather. Mrs. S, if you say Mrs. S,
Mrs. S, they'll know.
she'll appreciate you and she'll know where you heard it.
And they will carry over services if you're, because even with my son, that was one of the questions I had. Well, if he's getting physical therapy or if he's getting speech or resource, am I going to get that at a private school as well? And the district does provide the same services you would get in a public school.
Check it all out. GoodShepherdChristianSchool.org. It's Good Shepherd Christian School Day, really, on Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Hey.
Heather's a principal right here, Mrs. S. Everybody calls her. It's pretty cool. Thanks, Heather. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
As a principal. Wow. It's pretty amazing there. And then there's
and then
Kathy Smith.
Do you like the way he stuttered through that?
Kathy Smith's here as a parent. And just loves the school because it changed your child's life, who was going through a terrible time in school through a lot of circumstances, really. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the way it was. But you have a I want to know about a funny story. See there, Heather just lost
Heather
it right there.
Heather laughed already. I didn't say anything. So
I don't know what you're going to say. Heather must know something then.
She does.
I do.
So, you know, you try to look professional when you go into the school. And I was helping at the school one day. I had my finest perfume on, you know, looked nice. And near the end of the day, a little student came up to me and she wrapped her arms around my waist.
Aww.
And her face lit up with a big smile and she said, "Mrs. Smith, you smell just like my dead aunt." And so I said,
"What? What?"
I said, "Thank you." You know, those are the kind of things that happen. The kids feel free to tell you what's exactly on their mind.
That
They're
beats
very
my story.
In their environment.
I think that was probably a good thing for her.
Yeah.
Who wants 70?
Yeah.
Hey, it's kind of like you do in the class, right?
Yes.
Hey, I do. Do they do that? You raise hands at Good Shepherd Christian School?
Yes.
Heather's the principal of Good Shepherd Christian School. And thanks for coming in, Heather.
Thanks
appreciate
for
that
having me.
Much. Kind of a fun look, having some fun today, and looking at it's a private school.
Yes.
Christian school.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Non-denominational.
Yes.
Listing all the facts here.
Thank you.
It's in Kingston.
Yep.
On East Chester Street. A beautiful little brick building that looks like it used to be a school.
Yes.
Years ago, probably, because there's a gym there. It's really kind of nice.
It is.
Pre-K through 8th grade. I've been there a lot. I've roamed the halls a lot, Heather.
Yes. You've been there a few times for our Operation Christmas Child, right? And
yeah.
We did a Gospel for Asia thing once. Yes.
You let me know.
I believe you were there.
You're the one that keeps track of everybody. So let me know. We were just talking about, Heather's here. Kathy Smith is here. You were a parent. Probably the most important thing, because you saw your son years ago who was really struggling. And he has some learning in physical.
It's more
things,
physical things,
okay.
Yes.
Sorry.
I have the learning issues.
My son's the one that has the learning. No. But the school was really a blessing. I mean, it was an answer to prayer.
Oh, it just kept him centered. He felt secure in himself. The kids just, they support each other. Even the children are taught to not look at each other differently. There's that unity throughout the whole school that, you know, is only, it's God's work. And so, it really built his confidence.
Look straight in your child's eye and then think about how important they are, you know, how you, much you value them. And all we do is, I'm asking you to do is just try. I mean, explore Good Shepherd Christian School. They have busing from Red Hook. I didn't know
that.
We do.
That's
pretty amazing. And, of course, you can bring them from anywhere if you get in here.
Right. That's what I always say. We could just get people in. You would see how special it is.
I was going to say, you should advertise Good Shepherd Christian School. We have more snow days than anybody else. But that's not really true.
No,
but,
no.
Hey, who knows?
It might be false advertising. Yeah. But
we don't want to do that.
It only snows on Good Shepherd. Rest of the county's clear.
No.
We have fun when it snows. So we've had some fun about that, and the website is getting ready to launch May 1st.
Yes.
GoodShepherdChristianSchool.org.
Yes.
And you may have very well gone to the old website by that name. So that's it. And you do like I did, and I just Googled Good Shepherd Christian School.
Yep, it'll come up.
Because they know where you are.
That's right. We're on Facebook, Good Shepherd Christian School on Facebook. We do a lot of updating there, so you can get facts right off of there.
Okay. What's exciting coming up?
Exciting coming up. So we are finishing up a readathon fundraiser, and we're concluding with a family reading night next Friday, May 3rd, from 6 to 8.
What's a family reading?
Family reading night. It's our first one that we're doing. I like to call it the first annual because I'm hoping that we're going to keep doing it. It's open to the public, though. So our students, they've been reading, they've been logging minutes, collecting pledges and donations, and working with their teachers on different activity centers for that night that you can explore based on famous authors and famous books. So you can come, you can explore. We have a My Side of the Mountain interactive forest. We have an Eric Carle area. We have, let's see, what else? Book-themed snacks.
Ooh,
we have a special... I know. We have... A newsstand based on A Cricket in Times Square. We're going to have a book swap. We have a special guest author, Kat Michaels, who's here today with us. It's going to be great. So it's open to the public. Our kids and our teachers have been working really hard on that, and it's kind of a way for us to conclude our readathon.
Can I come to it?
Yes.
Yes, you're invited.
When is it?
Next Friday, May 3rd, from 6 to 8 p.m. right at the school.
Oh, 6 to 8 p.m.?
Yes,
oh,
I know.
It's going to be a little hard.
Got to let parents get home from work. We've got to, you know.
Joe's up at 2 in the morning.
Wow.
So it would be a great way to check out Good Shepherd Christian School.
Yes.
6 to 8 p.m. next Friday.
Next Friday.
Just walk in and go, what is happening here? This is amazing. Good morning, 9:16. I'm Joe's Cup of Joe Morning Show. Got the mics open here because Heather and Kathy are here. Heather, Mrs. S, I should call her, is the principal of Good Shepherd Christian School. And I was thinking, Toby Maxey's God in everything, and really, Good Shepherd Christian School puts God into everything.
Absolutely.
Whether it's 2 plus 2 equals 4,
right,
or history, or anything else that you do. Do you teach anything besides that? Math and history?
Yes.
Okay.
So, we have, you know, language arts. We have math, science, history, Bible. In the older grades, the kids have life skills and health and Spanish.
Wow.
Yes.
One of the coolest things about the school is on Mondays. I might have to start dropping in on Mondays.
Some Mondays.
When do they finish cooking? Oh, really?
Not so every- our life skills class had a unit on cooking. Mm. So every Monday there were these delicious scents wafting past my office. Mm. So
if you're going to visit the school on Monday, maybe
Monday would be good. Yeah.
That's hard to take. Wow. Yeah. What's the best thing they ever made?
Oh man, everything they make is really great. But one,
stop it.
It is. In February, they made cookies and they made me a special giant heart-shaped cookie the size of a plate, which was very sweet. And I ate most of it myself. So I might have shared with a few people, but it was wonderful.
Don't touch the principal's food.
Very protective of my food.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Just one of the extra benefits. There's always a lot of extra things around. You can find out about Good Shepherd Christian School. You can Google Good Shepherd Christian School. They're in Kingston. Their website, the new one, is going to blossom on May 1st. I was trying to think of another word besides what I was going to say. Spring forward.
That sounds good.
May 1st, GoodShepherdChristianSchool.org. All right. It is a pre-K through 8th grade.
Yes.
Known for small class sizes. I don't know what, I guess the best thing about the school is the dedication of the teachers. Because even if there was 50 kids in a class, you'd have the most dedicated teachers.
We have the most incredible teachers that there are, without a doubt. They're servants. You know, they look at this as a ministry. They pour everything they have into their classes, into the kids. And it's awesome to be in an environment where even as a staff, we're really a family. And I think it's important for the kids to see that, too.
So you were a teacher for 11 years.
Yes.
And you taught, I'm guessing, English.
I did a lot of things. I started as the sixth grade teacher. I did sixth grade, fifth grade, then switched to third and fourth. I've done language arts for first through third. And I've been teaching eighth grade English for a while.
I've been out of school so long that I don't even know what it is. I wouldn't even know what
it is. You're not alone, Joe.
We have to come up with a funny story coming up pretty soon. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, I've got to get a funny story from Mrs. S., the principal. Tell everybody, wake them up, if the kids, if they're on break, wake them up. They have busing from around, I know, Red Hook, that's in Onteora.
Red Hook, Onteora, Saugerties, Kingston.
Wow, okay. So, and you can put your child in the school anytime you want, and right now they're registering for the next year. But you put them in the school tomorrow. We can have you in tomorrow.
Come on in.
Wow, that's incredible. Good Shepherd Christian School. Heather, Mrs. S., my special guest this morning, principal of Good Shepherd Christian School. So we're talking about Christian education and Good Shepherd Christian School, and specifically, and Kathy Smith, whose son went there.
Yes,
and you actually helped teach there for a while, man.
Did my maternity leave for me.
That was fun. How do you step in those shoes? Let me tell you.
I'm telling you.
You did a wonderful job. You got the nickname Mrs. Awesome from that. Yes,
really?
She's Mrs. Awesome.
I am.
Yes.
Wow, Kathy.
Be honored. I'm here.
Wow. So to keep it lighthearted and all that kind of thing, we were talking about smells, and there's a man named Lex Prynne, who I think is really a superintendent of schools. I know he's a Southerner, but I know that he's adding some extra to his voice. I know he is. But he, from time to time, comes out with YouTube videos about things that he's made up for teachers. And I think one of the cleverest he ever did was, it's kind of an addendum to, what are the smell markers called?
The Smensals.
Oh, is that what they call? That's a real thing.
Smensals are a real thing, right?
Smensals. That's a real thing?
Something like that.
That will play into Good Shepherd Christian School coming up. But he came up with smarkers. He calls them smarkers, and he has different smells to emulate what it smells like.
We have junior high hallway. It smells like Axe deodorant spray. They spray all over themselves because they don't take showers very often.
That is my son, Stuart T. Not anymore, which I don't know which is worse. But anyway, so what do you think? The middle school hallway?
Maybe, could be.
There may be students listening.
Who came up with that Axe deodorant thing?
Oh, I don't know.
I guess maybe it's better than the alternative. I don't know. But you're welcome to get in touch with Good Shepherd Christian School. I want to ask you to do that. I mean, if you're considering, because you need to, I'm thinking you probably have some preconceived hindrances. Well, you know, wouldn't be able to go to school there because of something you think would prevent it. And so that may be totally false.
Right.
That's why you need to meet with Heather. Be glad to meet with you.
Yes,
as long as
very
you call
glad.
Her Mrs. S. Okay. So the principal, been there a couple of years. Mm-hmm. Congratulations on that. And she'll meet with you anytime, even though right now, and the reason you're here is because you're kind of doing recruiting.
Yeah.
I mean, is that what you call it?
I don't know if I'd call it recruiting. It's registration time, getting ready.
I'm sorry, I've got NFL draft
on my
mind.
That's okay. But getting ready for next year, this is the time we send our packets home with our current families, reach out to new families. But yes, you can enroll at any time during the school year. But now is a great time because you'd be all set for the fall.
And we should put Kathy over there in your office so she can really meet with you because you had your son go through that. How old was he?
He was in third grade. I think he was about 8 years
just
old.
Just going out of his mind. Yeah, and I'm not talking bad about
just a lot of anxiety,
kind of
And nothing with the school. It just wasn't a fit for him. The overwhelmingness of a lot of students and stairs and bigger classrooms and... It was like day and night when I took him to Good Shepherd, and I'd be glad to talk to any parent.
I know you would.
I would.
One of the reasons you're here. So I appreciate that very much.
Thank you.
The website, which the new one, is going to be May 1st.
May 1st.
Coming up right on time. Fresher than pancakes, man.
Yeah. We'll make pancakes.
Oh, we could do that. We could make maybe our life skills class could make us some pancakes.
Well, there you go, life skills class. Might as well, right? We'll see how good we can get. Maybe a little gluten-free pancake.
Absolutely. Only for you, Joe.
Don't make me come down there and show you how to do it.
Oh, come on down.
You're welcome
to. Teach a class.
Anytime.
Good Shepherd Christian School is in Kingston. And Good Shepherd Christian School is online at goodshepherdchristianschool.org or Google Good Shepherd Christian School. It'll come right up. Mine did because they know where I am. I'm in Lake Katrine, right down the road.
Yes.
So they
We're
know
neighbors.
Where I am.
We're neighbors. And Mickey's Eagle's right up the street, so you can visit the school.
That is
you
true.
Can go get
you get
ice cream
on the way home.
Really?
Yeah, not that we've done that before
Never.
Or anything,
no.
But yes.
Wow. And so, the reading thing is coming up.
Yes.
But I was thinking the and I always forget the name of Smensals.
Smensals?
You guys are doing something with Smensals?
Well, we don't know yet. We thought about it. The kids love them. They like anything scratch and sniff, the stickers, but I think they're called Smensals. I don't know. I could be wrong. But they're pencils that smell like different things.
I like it.
Nice things.
Fruit,
right?
Chocolate. Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, not in middle school hall.
No, smelling pencils.
No. So you're thinking about doing, because you guys do fun things like
we
that.
We do.
Like the reading. What a
we
great
do.
Way to get
our readathon. Yeah.
So what's that all about?
So we, starting on April 1st, we did a readathon fundraiser. So the kids in all the classes were setting goals for themselves. The teachers were helping them. And they're also collecting pledges and donations. So we have people pledging, 50 cents a minute or a dollar an hour or whatever it is.
Wow. Kids are reading encyclopedias.
Kids are reading a lot. So they're reading at school. There's time set aside within some of the classrooms where they're reading at school, but they're also reading at home. It ends today, actually. Today's the last day. Reminder to students to log their minutes. And then next Friday, the 3rd, from 6 to 8, we're having a family reading night at our school. And it's kind of our conclusion of the readathon, but this event is open to the public. So you can come and experience different stations that our kids have put together and the teachers. Everything's based on a famous author or a famous book. And it's going to be a great time.
Do I look like a Jeopardy person, Heather?
Maybe.
Famous author. Really?
Well, I don't know.
You could be. I'm not even good at Wheel of Fortune. I watch the people on Jeopardy and go, I don't even know what topic they're on. Where are we?
What page are we on?
What are we in history? And see, that's the thing. I would get shown up by Good Shepherd Christian School students. I really would.
No.
Sixth graders would have my lunch when it comes to...
Well, are you smarter than a fifth grader? I can't handle that.
Nope. No, ma'am. That's right.
Right there with you.
There you go. So, anything else, Heather? One of the things about the school, you've got small class sizes and the dedication of the teachers. Because certainly the teachers could go somewhere else.
Right.
And let's just be frank about it. I mean, you can make way more money. Or you can make more money, I should say.
Right.
That's real subjective, but you could make more money.
Right.
But money is not the driving factor.
No. And like I said, it's a ministry. It's a labor of love. Everybody that's there wants to be there, and I think that shows in the teaching. The kids see it. It's everybody there has a heart for God, and they know that that's where He's placed them. So it's a really unique experience, I think, as a teacher.
Really shapes what goes on there all the time.
Yes.
It really does.
And they even have some of their students come back to the school to volunteer, to help, because they know it's like home to them. It's not just...
We have a lot of ninth graders will come back. Some of them come for community service hours, for Key Club, or for things like that. Others just come and ask to volunteer on their days off from school. So it's really nice.
We've got to have... I've got to get a really funny story out of Heather coming up. Wow, we only got a couple of minutes here to talk to Heather's principal of Good Shepherd Christian School. You must address her as Mrs. S. She is affectionately known as. And Kathy Smith has been here as a parent and just all-around cheerleader.
Yes.
Pretty cool. One of the things they do at Good Shepherd Christian School in Kingston... that probably, and I don't know if they do this anywhere else, but you do some fun things.
We do.
What's coming up?
We have a lot of events throughout the year. Coming up, we have a family reading night, which I'll talk about a little bit. It's May 3rd from 6 to 8 p.m. at our school.
Reading show up and read.
Yes, you can. Yes, you show up, you can read. We're going to have a book swap. So if you have a couple books at home.
You remember those?
Yes, not truckloads of books, but if you have a few books at home that you'd like to swap for some new ones, we're going to have that.
Be a good time to come check out the school, too.
Yes, absolutely. You can meet our teachers, meet our students. They've been working on different learning areas for that night that you can rotate through. We're going to have an Eric Carle station. We're going to have a My Side of the Mountain interactive forest. We have a Cricket in Times Square newsstand that our third and fourth graders are making. We have crafts with our seventh graders. They're going to help us with some bookmarks and other things.
A lot of creative things going on.
Yes, a lot. And a special guest author.
Ooh.
Right? Ooh. Kat Michaels will be there.
Wow.
And
heard of her.
Yeah, I've heard of her.
She's here, you know.
In spirit.
Yeah, so that'll be great. And, you know, we have a lot of events throughout the year. We do a Grandparents' Day. We participate in Operation Christmas Child.
Yes,
we have our very own packing party at the school. All of our classes help put boxes together. This year we did a Dr. Seuss Week in our younger grades.
About
we
that.
Have a Spirit Week where we have Twin Day and Opposite Day. And I actually don't think that was one of them. All kinds
too,
of different days. We do a History Day, which is all the students from 4th through 8th grade, they choose a historical figure or topic, and they do a project on it. We
have
a big presentation.
Projects. Oh, man, that's
awesome. It's wonderful. Yeah. What else? Grandparents' Day? Did I say Grandparents' Day? I think I did.
That's a grandparent's day.
Yeah, grandparents come in. They can
and
have
they're
breakfast.
Honored. Their grandparents are honored, and it's so special. And I remember my father-in-law, who's Evan's grandfather, and Evan did a write-up on someone who was a veteran, and I watched him sit there and cry.
Mm-hmm.
It is such a... nice thing to see the grandparents.
Really special,
I have a word for grandparents, and that is to write your will in cursive. You know, with the ones with the loopy loops, the letters. Learn how, and I'm sure you probably know how to do that already. But do that. See, and the kids at Good Shepherd Christian School understand it.
They do. Right? They're learning cursive.
Isn't that
so
cool?
It's very important.
Yes, it is. Very
and it's
nice.
Great the way they end the year, too, because it's so much fun at their family field day.
Yes, field day. We have four different teams. We have four different color teams. The kids participate in activities. They compete against each other.
Huge picnic.
Parents are welcome. It's at a park, a local park, and it's a nice way to end the year. So
come check out Good Shepherd Christian School. It's in Kingston. Do you have busing from around the area? And, I mean, you can always bring them wherever you live. You can bring them to school. And you can join the school anytime you want to.
That's right.
Right now, you're getting things ready. Pamphlets are going out and stuff for the new year.
Yes.
Oh, I don't even want to think about it.
I know. For September,
year.
We're getting
school
ready.
Wow. Well,
it's affordable. It's an affordable school. And
that's the thing. Whatever you're thinking about in your mind that you would say and you would think, well, that would be a reason that I can't put my child in Good Shepherd Christian School, then come, because it may not be that way, what you think it is. Okay? And you can talk to Heather or somebody like her. If Kathy's there, you can talk to Kathy.
You can give us a call. You can talk to me. You can talk to Julie in our office. She's wonderful. She can answer all of your questions, too. And just come in. It can be very informal. We love to have families come in, meet with me, and then they can tour the school. They can meet the teachers. Kids can do a shadow day where they come in and they shadow another student. And I always like to welcome the parents to stay as well, because I know if you're making a decision, you know, changing schools for your child can be a huge decision. Yes. So we always invite parents in. We don't want to push parents out.
Very good.
So
it's all happening at Good Shepherd Christian School. The new website comes out May 1st, next week, and goodshepherdchristianschool.org. All right, and you can always Google and find out everything you need to know.
That's,
you know, because
right,
if you're in Lake Katrina like me and you put in Good Shepherd Christian School and Google comes right up.
Yeah, you see, we're neighbors.
Not the one in Pittsburgh. Is there one in, but we're neighbors.
I know.
Good deal. Thank you very much, Mrs. S.
Thank you.
And Kathy.